Have you ever washed dishes while mentally eating dessert? Driven to work while replaying yesterday's argument? Hugged someone while thinking about tomorrow's meeting? Most of us spend our lives like this, physically present but mentally absent, rushing through moments we'll never get back. A Vietnamese Buddhist monk, exiled during the war that tore his country apart, discovered something radical in the midst of chaos. Peace isn't something you find at the end of a journey. It's here. In this breath, in this step, in the warm water flowing over your hands as you wash a single plate. This isn't mystical philosophy requiring years of monastery training. It's startlingly practical. When your phone rings, instead of lunging for it in panic, you pause, breathe 3 times, smile. The ringing becomes a reminder to return to yourself rather than an emergency demanding reaction. That simple shift from reactivity to presence changes everything. The Dalai Lama endorsed this approach as essential wisdom. Oprah credits it with transforming her relationship with daily life. Tech leaders practice it between meetings. Why? Because in an age of infinite distraction, the ability to be fully present has become both rare and revolutionary. Every morning delivers an extraordinary gift, 24 brand new hours. Not recycled hours, not borrowed time, fresh, unused moments full of possibility. Yet most of us treat this inheritance carelessly, spending hours as if they're unlimited, while simultaneously feeling we never have enough time. The paradox dissolves when we shift from preparing to live to actually living. Even your face holds power you rarely use. Upon waking, try smiling, not because something made you happy, but as a deliberate practice. Research confirms what ancient wisdom knew. The physical act of smiling triggers neurochemical changes, reducing stress hormones and increasing endorphins. Your facial muscles relax, your mental state shifts. A smile costs nothing, yet enriches everything. Nature demonstrates this perfectly. A flower doesn't smile because conditions are ideal. It simply smiles with the sun, the rain, the whole universe. When you smile, you join that universal expression. Mindfulness becomes real through concrete actions. Eat a tangerine with complete attention, not planning or reminiscing, just experiencing flavor and texture. That single tangerine satisfies more than a dozen eaten distractedly. What if washing dishes was the point, not just a task? Being present with warm water and bubbles, rather than rushing toward dessert, changes everything. Walking becomes meditation when done for its own sake, moving slowly, coordinating breath with steps, kissing the earth with your feet. Conscious breathing anchors this practice. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. Your breath bridges body and mind, pulling you back from imaginary futures or unchangeable pasts. Modern life offers unexpected practice opportunities. Red lights become bells of mindfulness, reminders to breathe. Traffic jams shift from enemies to practice spaces. 3 conscious breaths before phone calls move you from anxiety to presence, tiny interventions preventing technology from fragmenting your attention. Inside you flows a river of feelings: joy, anger, fear, contentment, anxiety. Most people either suppress difficult emotions or drown in them. Mindfulness offers a third option. Sit on the riverbank of your consciousness and observe feelings as they surface, flow by, and disappear. When anger blazes, the instinct is to focus on whoever triggered it. First, extinguish the blaze. Breathing in, I know anger is in me. Breathing out, I know I am my anger. You become one with the feeling rather than fighting it. Mindfulness serves as a caring parent holding a crying child, not dismissing the tears, but providing presence until the storm passes. This isn't suppression, it's transformation. After anger subsides, investigate its roots: misunderstanding, accumulated resentment, old conditioning. You transform anger like cooking raw potatoes. The fire of mindfulness changes it into compassion. Fear receives the same treatment. Hello, fear, how are you today? Through gentle attention, fear reveals its sources. Many carries suffering seeds planted by parents who received them from their own parents, cycles spanning generations. Mindful living strengthens healthy seeds that transform negative ones. We often ask, what's wrong, inviting painful seeds to manifest. Try asking, what's not wrong? The blue sky, your breathing, sunshine. Life offers countless wonders available now. When distressed, invite positive images into consciousness. By choosing what you water in your consciousness, you determine what grows. This isn't denial, it's wise gardening of your inner landscape. Living with others means helping each other transform internal knots you create together. Real love requires knowing someone completely, their beautiful qualities and difficulties, their flowers and garbage. Understanding their needs, aspirations, and suffering deeply enough that your actions naturally relieve rather than increase their pain. True compassion means to suffer with, spending enough time in genuine contact with another's suffering that it penetrates your being and compels action. Even physical contact becomes mindful practice. Hugging becomes meditation with three conscious breaths, making both people fully present. Without mindfulness, you're physically present but mentally elsewhere, ghosts occupying the same space. Communication requires courage. Do I understand you enough? Am I making you suffer? Address difficulties immediately through understanding and loving speech. Building community provides better security than money. Small nuclear families concentrate problems intensely. Mindful communities recreate extended family networks that offer refuge. Eating mindfully reveals profound interconnection. See the sunshine that fed the plants, the rain that watered them, the farmers who tended them. One plate contains the entire universe, cultivating gratitude and compassion for the food, for those who made it possible, for those without enough. A cloud floats in every sheet of paper. Without clouds providing rain, trees cannot grow. Without trees, no paper. Looking deeply reveals sunshine, the logger, the wheat that became his bread. Everything coexists. Nothing exists alone. This is interbeing. A rose becomes garbage in days. Garbage becomes roses in months. They inter-are, equally precious, dependent on each other. Your body extends beyond your skin. The sun is your second heart. Forests are your external lungs. Rivers are your blood. We've destroyed millions of square miles of forest because we've forgotten this truth. Harming nature is harming ourselves. To understand something, become one with it. Look at a child's photograph for 30 seconds until you and the child are one. Then together, you understand their situation. This is non-duality. Not two separate things, but one interconnected reality. Though your umbilical cord was cut at birth, you continue relying on countless mothers. Earth, clouds, rivers, forests, farmers. Without you, I cannot exist. Without me, you cannot exist. This isn't philosophy, it's literal truth. Understanding is the foundation of transformation. With true understanding, you naturally act to relieve suffering. If Earth were your body, you would feel its suffering, war, oppression, famine, pollution, nuclear threats. Many compassionate activists become discouraged without sustainable inner strength. True strength comes from deep inner peace nourished by mindfulness practice. During war, monks faced a choice: stay in meditation halls or help bombing victims. They chose both, engaged Buddhism. Mindfulness must lead to action. Seeing without acting has no purpose. At a retreat with veterans, many carried deep wounds years after war. One lost 417 men in a single battle. Through mindful breathing and walking together, they slowly opened after years of isolation. True reconciliation comes when you see with compassionate eyes and understand the inner being of all beings. When you've hurt others, apologize sincerely. I am sorry. I hurt you out of ignorance. I will try to change myself. Then transform yourself. When you become fresh and pleasant, the other person will notice and may forgive you. We must use suffering as compost to create flowers for the future. Peace requires respect for all life, human beings, animals, vegetables, minerals. We need universal ecology because pollution exists in consciousness too. Television sows seeds of violence in children, polluting their minds as chemicals pollute the environment. Protecting the ecology of the mind is essential to prevent violence from spreading. The peace movement must embody peace. If we cannot smile, we cannot help others smile. Peace education can be as simple as sitting with a child on grass, breathing and smiling together. Mindfulness isn't confined to 20 minutes on a cushion. It penetrates every moment. Breathing between phone calls, smiling while cutting vegetables, pausing to feel your feet on the ground. Walking meditation particularly helps with difficult emotions. As you breathe consciously and feel your feet contact the earth, emotional intensity naturally decreases. You become strong enough to look at what troubled you with clarity rather than reactivity. The practice creates space between stimulus and response, where wisdom emerges. In a world that mistakes busyness for importance, we've forgotten the most accessible source of peace: this moment, this breath, this step. You don't need to travel anywhere or achieve anything. Happiness is available right now. Every moment offers an invitation to return to yourself, to touch the miracle of being alive, to walk on this earth as if kissing it with your feet. Peace is every step we take together.